This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Good afternoon. This is Bethany Eckstein reading Star Magazine. Star Scoop. Hollywood gossip hot off the presses. Teresa's nips and tucks. Surprising new photos reveal that the real housewife might still be tweaking her face. Star's experts weigh in. There she was in her cowboy hat and crocheted mini, posing alongside none other than Taylor Swift at Coachella in Indio, California, April 13th. Two absolute queens, Luis Reyes captioned a shot of his wife, Teresa Giudice, on Instagram. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star's unlikely festival pal wasn't the only thing that surprised fans. Among the 550-plus comments was plenty of speculation about what the 51-year-old had done to maintain her youthful looks. How do her lips keep getting bigger? Pondered one poster. Teresa appears to have recent lip filler injections as her lips look quite puffy and plump, explains Michigan-based plastic surgeon Anthony Yoon, MD-FACS, who does not treat the star, adding that filler in her cheeks and smile lines can make her face appear more round. Over the years, Trey's copped to multiple surgeries from a 2008 breast augmentation to a nose job, fillers, and a non-surgical facelift. Board-certified Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Dan Yamini doesn't question what the mom of four has admitted to she is not his patient, but speculates she could have done more. If she's had any secret plastic surgery done, most likely it would be a combination of brow lift, mid-face, lower face, and neck lift, he says, which would explain why there is no sagging. Either way, she's aging beautifully. Star Dish. Megan and Nacho? Too close for comfort. Steamy photos of the Duchess with her hubby's best friend raise questions. They looked like a loving couple stealing a quick embrace. On April 13th, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, was snapped with her arms around the dashing Argentine polo player and her husband Prince Harry's bestie, Nacho Figueres, at the Royal Salute Polo Challenge in Palm Beach. The trio were in Florida to shoot Harry's upcoming behind-the-scenes Netflix doc about the sport. As soon as the photos surfaced, the buzz began with some speculating that the California native, who just launched the American Riviera Orchard Lifestyle brand, was a little too intimate with the 47-year-old married man, or at least a bit too handsy for a duchess, even if Nacho's wife Delfina was spotted nearby. It raised some eyebrows at the polo match to see how cozy she got with him. An insider tells Star people couldn't help but notice. That touchy feeliness has gotten the 42-year-old former suit star in trouble before. Back when Meghan and Harry were living in England, it was a big talking point how handsy they were, says the insider. Some believed it was bad form for royals to be behaving like this in public and rather unseemly. Harry's brother, Prince William, and his wife, Princess Kate, on the other hand, strictly follow royal protocol, barely even touching in public. The criticism has left the mom of two baffled, says the insider. Meghan has always been physically affectionate. She is very expressive, notes the insider, adding that the embrace was purely platonic and appropriate. Harry and Meghan are very close with Nacho and his family. He's been a real rock of support and is someone they trust implicitly. Cher's late nights with A.E. Love doesn't know math. Cher has said of dating 40 years younger Alexander A.E. Edwards, but doesn't know time. Sources tell Star the 77-year-old singer is being run ragged by the music producer, 37. A.E. is a bad boy who parties quite hard, says an insider. To be fair, Cher has a lot of stamina, but it's not a healthy situation for a woman of her age. The problem is, the Oscar winner wants to prove she can keep up with her guy. She doesn't want to come off as an old stick in the mud, so she pushes herself to stay out all night, explains the insider, and it doesn't help that they're hanging out with his friends, not hers. Cher doesn't want him partying without her because she knows they're always tons of hot women around, adds the insider, and that definitely makes her jealous. Still, the turnback time singer insists her boy toy keeps her young. She says she's up on all the latest music and trends now because of him, says the source. Her ego has gotten a huge boost by having him on her arm. Victoria de Nicola, make me a grandma. Victoria Beckham reportedly got off to a rocky start with her daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz Beckham. Now insiders tell Star the pair are at odds over when Nicola and the Spice Girls' son, Brooklyn, 25, should have kids. Victoria just turned 50, and she's ready for the next stage in her life, to be a doting grandma. Says an insider, she's been bugging Nick about making babies, and she is constantly dropping little hints. And while Brooklyn has said he wants to be a young dad, the 29-year-old heiress is pumping the brakes. Her directorial debut, Lola, premiered February 9th, and despite negative reviews, she is still interested in pursuing a career in film. She admits she does eventually want kids, some biological, some adopted, but says she is not ready. At this point, the ball is in her court. Kim and Kourtney settle their feud. 2 years after Kourtney Kardashian Barker accused sister Kim of trying to profit from her Dolce & Gabbana-filled wedding by working at a collab with a label, the 45-year-old is trying to broker a truce with her sis, 43. Kourtney just doesn't want the bad blood with her family anymore. An insider tells Star, adding that the Poosh founder saw the family's recent trip to Turks and Caicos as an opportunity to let bygones be bygones. In fact, Kourt's marriage to Travis Barker and the November birth of their son helped soften her up. She shares 3 kids with ex Scott Disick. She's mellowed a lot since she had Rocky, notes the insider. She's so happy with Travis and feels so blessed. Of course, there's always a dig with these sisters. Seeing Kim struggling to find love makes Kourtney so sad for her. OJ's brain won't be tested. After their deaths, some NFL players donate their brains to science to study the impact of the sport on their health, not O.J. Simpson, who died at 76 on April 10th, following a storied football career and an infamous murder trial. That's not happening, Malcolm Levere and his executor told one news outlet, adding that O.J. would be cremated. His entire body, his brain, everything, his fake hips, his fake knees, everything. An insider tells Star, the football legend, who was acquitted of the brutal 1994 murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown and her friend Ron Goldman, didn't want his brain to be part of any study of CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a disease connected to repeated brain trauma that has been linked to impulsive behavior, irritability, and aggression, among other symptoms. And his survivors weren't pushing for it. Some people think that's a shame, given that the families of other NFL players have donated to help science understand this disease, says the insider. But OJ's relatives don't want to go that route. It could dredge up the past and give credence to the theory that he had brain damage that made him violent. They want OJ to rest in peace. Megan Fox, I'm off men. She may be a lot of guys' fantasy woman, but Megan Fox isn't interested. The 37-year-old, who recently called off her engagement to Machine Gun Kelly, wasn't optimistic when asked for dating advice. Griping that all men are going to do is drain you, the Transformers star suggested that women work on themselves instead of looking to a boyfriend to make them happy. My advice is to learn a skill or develop a hobby, the mom of three with ex-Brian Austin Green, told E! News, do not waste your energy on boys, just move on, invest in yourself. It's no surprise the change in perspective comes just a month after the demise of her tumultuous romance with MGK. When it comes to men, Megan feels she's given so much and gotten so little, says an insider. She's burned out by the dysfunctional relationships she's had. Even so, don't expect Megan to dish on her ex, calling him her twin soul on the Call Her Daddy podcast. The brunette beauty said, I think what I've learned about being in this relationship is that it is not for public consumption. Star couples, the latest hookups, breakups, and makeups. Teenage dreams. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are acting like a couple of kids before her tour resumes. Starry-eyed and smitten, during 8 months of whirlwind dating, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have resembled love-struck teens, complete with handheld strolls and overt PDA. The pair were true to form at Coachella in California the weekend of April 13th. The Grammy winner and the NFL star, both 34, were spotted smooching and embracing among the packed festival crowd. And a source says Taylor still can't get enough of Travis's out loud love. Taylor's a free spirit, and with Travis, she can let her hair down, says a source. The fact that Travis stood in the crowd with her at Coachella and was so nice to the fans really impressed her. Their prom queen high school football star dynamic is a 180 from Tay's sexy romance with privacy-minded Joe Alwyn. Taylor had mixed feelings about Joe's aversion to PDA, notes the source of the actor. Find out more by decoding the lyrics of her new album, The Tortured Poet's Department. Taylor can be herself with Travis, which is so refreshing. Their relationship is about to be tested again as the Eras tour resumes main night in Paris. While Travis has vowed to fly in to cheer her on, the source says they've got some ground rules to keep things going. Lots of FaceTime and no more than 10 days without seeing each other. Either he'll fly to her or they'll meet somewhere romantic, says the source. It'll be tough, but Taylor and Travis want to make it work. Gaga, wedding and a baby. Lady Gaga is en route to her happily ever after. After showing off some bling on that finger, the pop star and her boyfriend of 4 years, Michael Polanski, are gearing up to announce their engagement and are already planning for a baby. According to a source, the Joker Folie à Deux star, 38, and the entrepreneur quietly got engaged a while back. She's got her residency in Las Vegas until the middle of their spread in Malibu. Until the middle of July. They're talking about doing a small wedding at their spread in Malibu after that. And though Gaga has been engaged twice before to actor Taylor Kinney and talent agent Christian Carino, it feels right with Michael, says the source. Gaga feels like she's reached her goals and can afford to step back and enjoy more of a personal life. And if she's going to be a mom, now's the time. Everything is moving organically in the right direction. Dwayne and Lauren's Rocky Road. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has made a triumphant return to wrestling, but a source says his revived WWE career is causing friction at home. He's losing date nights and family time, says the source of the Fast X star, 51, who's been soaking up the crowd's adulation at the expense of time with wife of 5 years, Lauren Hashian, and daughter Jasmine, 8, and Tiana, 6. The Rock had returned to the mat sporadically after officially trading wrestling for Hollywood in 2004. But after he was appointed to the board of directors of TKO, WWE's lucrative parent company, the source says he's been extra committed. Lauren would like to see more of her husband, spills the source. He's promising there'll be time later in the year, but their friends are urging him to do something sooner to make her feel appreciated. Chip and Joe's marriage remedy. After 20 years of marriage and 5 children, Chip and Joanna Gaines are dating again. An insider says the lifestyle moguls, whose myriad home-eccentric projects include a cable channel, branded product line spin-offs of their popular fix-upper renovation show, a magazine, and several brick-and-mortar stores in Texas, have a new commitment: once-a-week date nights. Per the insider, Chip, 49, and Joanna, 46, have an on-call sitter for their 4 youngest kids. Their oldest son, Drake, went to college last fall. And they plan romantic dinners out, concerts, and picnics at nearby Lake Waco. Joanna says spending time alone with Chip reminds her of what made her fall in love with him in the first place, says the source. She's ready for another 20 years. Starting over at 69. A new beginning. 1 year after a shocking divorce, Kevin Costner is back in the game with a hot new romance in his buzzy new film project. Kevin Costner made quite a splash when he hit the red carpet at CinemaCon in Las Vegas on April 9th. Dressed sharply in a black 3-piece suit paired with matching cowboy boots, the 69-year-old looked half his age as he flashed his famous megawatt smile for the cameras while promoting his upcoming passion project, The Western Horizon, an American Saga. What a difference a year makes. Last spring, the Yellowstone actor was blindsided when his wife of 18 years, Christine Baumgartner, filed for divorce. The couple spent months battling it out over custody of their 3 children, Caden, 16, Hayes, 15, and Grace, 13. He has 4 other kids from 2 previous relationships and his estimated $400 million fortune before reaching an agreement in September. Kevin did not expect things to turn so nasty with Christine. A source tells Star, slowly but surely, the heartbroken A-lister picked himself back up. And now he has a new lease on life and a hot new romance with musician Jewel. Kevin's looking and feeling good, says the source, and he is optimistic about what the future holds. It was time for a fresh start for the star, who struggled after the demise of his marriage. Kevin still has a few broken parts left after his messy divorce, but he's ready to leave the worst year of his life behind, says the source. The actor has experience in the divorce department, having split from his first wife, Cindy Silva, in 1994 after 16 years of marriage. She got a reported $80 million in the split. He was very sorry to lose the comfortable family life he spent years building with Christine, but it's not like he hasn't done this before, notes the source. This is his new reality, and he knows he'll be okay. Falling for Jewel was an unexpected but very welcome surprise. The two were reportedly introduced by their mutual pal, British business magnate Richard Branson, and were first pictured together at a charity event on the billionaire's private isle in the British Virgin Islands in December 2023. The Oscar winner may have broken a few hearts by settling down again so soon, but the source says Jewel has been the silver lining for Kevin in all of this. It's helped him to rebuild after the divorce and get back to a healthier mindset. The pair have kept things low-key, but the 49-year-old, Who Will Save Your Soul singer, recently opened up about their relationship, telling Elle magazine that her boyfriend is a great person. The Alaska-raised artist seemed taken aback by the public fascination with him as a couple, adding, "It is intense, for sure." The Grammy winner, who hit it big in 1995, experienced her own breakup from ex-husband rodeo cowboy Ty Murray in 2014 after 6 years of marriage. They share son Case, 12. Jewel's been through divorce too, though not in such a public way as Kevin, reveals the source, adding the media interest in her romance with Kevin isn't something she is used to, but she's handled it remarkably well. According to the source, Jewel isn't caught up in the fame game. She's not someone who caters to the spotlight. She can turn it off. Her focus is on keeping her life as normal as possible. She sees Kevin for the sensitive, caring soul he is. Friends say the actor-director got his mojo back when the unlikely duo started dating. In the months since they connected in the Caribbean, friends have seen a change in Kevin. Dishes the source, he's in the groove again, he even looks younger. He's back on top professionally as well. After presenting new footage at CinemaCon from Horizon, the two-part movie he directed, produced, co-wrote, and stars in, Part 1 premieres June 28th, Part 2 August 16th, Kevin promised the crowd it will be a box office success. "There's something in me that wanted to make this movie, and I never make one that I think won't blow up," assured the Academy Award-winning Dances with Wolves director. Indeed, he put more than his heart and soul into the films, which mark the acting debut of his son, Hayes. In 2023, the star revealed he'd mortgaged his ranch to self-finance some of the $100 million film, which co-stars Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington. Kevin didn't set out to win any Oscars with Horizon, but it would be nice to be recognized for all his hard work. Horizon was his passion project, says the source. He's proud of it and excited to share his vision with the public. He's happiest in work mode. After famously leaving the mega hit Yellowstone, he even hinted that he'd be up to rejoin the cast for the Western's final season. The first installment of the fifth outing premiered in late 2022, while the second half has yet to begin production. It was reported he wouldn't return amid rumors he made an enemy out of show creator Taylor Sheridan over scheduling issues and creative differences. "I'd like to be able to do it, but I'm not sure how it's being worked out," he said in a recent interview. "I've loved making that series. I made 5 seasons of it. Maybe this will circle back to me," he said, adding, "If it does, then I feel really comfortable with it. I love to do it." The source says there's a lot more Kevin wants to do career-wise, even if it means ruffling feathers. Kevin has no regrets about falling out with Taylor, says the source. He's of a mind that you have to follow your dreams, and if people get in your way, then you go around them. Chris Hemsworth, "Kevin wouldn't hire me." Thor star Chris Hemsworth has revealed he desperately wanted a role in one of Kevin's films, but was rejected when the older actor cast himself instead. "There was a movie, a script that I'd read and loved and was like, I want to get that. And then someone said, Kevin Costner has that role." Chris recounted, adding, "I spent an hour the other day trying to convince him and he was like, I'm doing it, kid. Didn't work." In response, Kevin said the Aussie actor, 40, would have to wait his turn. "As long as I'm still young enough to play it, I'll play it," he said, noting that he'd love to do something else with a handsome star. "If I reach a moment where I don't think I could do that, I would reach out. He's certainly one of the great leading men right now." Women tell all. Golden Bachelor. Nice guy are on the make. Women who know Jerry Turner. Best are talking about what makes him tick and shedding light on what led to his surprise split from Teresa Nist. Fans were shocked when the Golden Bachelor couple, Gary Turner and Teresa Nist, announced they were getting divorced just 3 months after tying the knot on a televised special. "Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations and we have looked closely at our situation, our living situation," he said during an April 12th appearance on Good Morning America, "and we have come to the conclusion mutually that it is probably time for us to dissolve our marriage." Back in March, the duo revealed on the Dear Shandy podcast that they were having trouble figuring out where to settle down. Gary, 72, lives near his family in Indiana. Teresa, 70, lives near hers in New Jersey. But there's more to the story than simple geography. And now Teresa and women from Gary's past are offering some insight into the truth about the retired widower and what really went wrong. "Teresa thought she'd found her happily ever after," says a source. "She believed she was beginning a new chapter. If she had any misgivings, she pushed them aside." In fact, trouble between the couple began weeks before they said I do in front of family, friends, and 5.2 million viewers on January 4th. On November 29th, the day before the Golden Bachelor's November 30th finale, The Hollywood Reporter had published a shocking expose Publishing, that Gary had stretched the truth about his career. He claimed to be a retired restaurateur. In reality, he sold a hamburger franchise in 1985, but had failed to mention later less glamorous gigs installing hot tubs and working in maintenance. His dating history was also called into question. The grieving widower won hearts with his admission that prior to the show, he hadn't dated in 45 years since wooing his late wife, Tony. Yet, an anonymous woman told the Pub she began dating Gary just a month after Tony died. Not only that, they lived together for nearly 2 years. Plus, a female friend of his told another outlet he dated a couple of women for a decent amount of time prior to going on the show. Despite those shockers, Teresa denied that his past had anything to do with their divorce. He had already discussed that with me, she said on GMA. He had explained it before the report was ever released, so we were good with that. It did not play into it. Yet she appeared rueful on an April 15th Instagram message thanking fans for their support. I truly thought it was going to last forever, she said of her marriage to Gary. It turns out even at the age of 70, you don't know everything. But she had been warned. In the comments, April Kirkwood, who was sent home from The Golden Bachelor during week 4, threw shade at Gary, cryptically writing that she had attempted to steer Teresa away from him. I truly tried to tell you, but this was your lesson to experience, the therapist wrote. The source says Teresa was so caught up in the whirlwind romance, she turned any negativity out. Making plans with Gary was so exciting, says the source. ABC wanted to televise the wedding, and they figured, why not? And by the time Teresa found out he had misrepresented his career and romantic past, she was already too far in. In the end, the pair played the split off as wanting different things. For one, Gary was expecting a playmate. At the same time, Teresa, who works in the financial sector, wanted to maintain her financial independence. During their Dear Shandy interview, she admitted her decision to keep working had become a hurdle. Counter Gary, I went on to the show to find my partner, and I've been retired for a long time. I want fun and adventure. When does that start? Growing up famous. From famous parents getting them enviable gigs to ever-present security, here's what it's like to be a celeb kid. Vivian Jolie Pitt. This Nepo baby made it all the way to Broadway. The 15-year-old daughter of Angelina Jolie and her ex Brad Pitt is a co-producer of the new musical The Outsiders and acted as her mom's assistant in the run-up to the show's April 11th opening night. She takes it very, very seriously, her proud mom boasted, adding that she was a really tough assistant. One of six kids, Viv loved having her mom to herself for a change, an insider tells Star. Even more, the teen, who's been subject to her parents' nasty years-long divorce and custody battle, enjoyed hanging with the show's young cast and, says the insider, getting to blend in like a regular kid. Maxwell Johnson. Having a famous mom has its perks. Just ask Jessica Simpson's 12-year-old daughter, who counts Kim Kardashian's eldest Northwest as her BFF. The girls met because Maxie's dad, Eric Johnson, coaches their basketball team. While the tween is used to luxe parties thrown by her pal, including a glamping trip and pricey getaways with her family, Jess says she's far from spoiled. That's who she is. Gives and gives and gives. Still, mom and dad sometimes butt heads about the swanky lifestyle they're providing their three kids. Says an insider, Eric would scale back on the lavishness if he had his way. Harlow Madden. The 16-year-old made quite the impression when she walked the Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead red carpet with mom Nicole Richie, dad Joel Madden, and 14-year-old brother Sparrow April 2nd. Not surprisingly, considering her mom named her fashion line House of Harlow, the teen is quite the fashionista, with a taste for Nicole's couture-filled closet. She takes my clothes all the time, the star admitted, of her girl, schoolmate of Charlize Theron's kids. As Harlow thinks about her future, says an insider, she might follow in her mom's footsteps. She is learning all about the design process. Maddie Watson. Her career went into free fall when Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant with Maddie at age 16. Dad was her ex, Casey Aldridge. It was especially poignant when the Zoe 101 alum posted a prom pic with her 15-year-old. The family has lived mostly out of the spotlight in Tennessee. Jamie Lynn wed Jamie Watson in 2014. They have a 6-year-old daughter. Maddie's just a normal teenage girl, goes to prom and spends time with friends, says an insider. Still, the niece of Britney Spears has a taste for showbiz, appearing on the Nickelodeon game show Double Dare with her mom and making a cameo in her reboot, Zoe 102. Finn Affleck. Hello, my name is Finn Affleck, the poised 15-year-old announced at Mom Jennifer Garner's dad's April 6th funeral before reading from scripture. It was the teen's first public appearance since changing their name from Serafina and pronouns, and Finn's parents couldn't be prouder. It was an extremely courageous and beautiful moment, an insider tells Star. Finn also has an ally in the blend of family dad Ben Affleck now shares with his new wife, Jennifer Lopez. Finn and J-Lo's child, M. Muniz, have become good friends, recently spotted shopping together in L.A. Of course, with their double dose of famous parents, the pair were expertly watched over by their ever-present security. Better late than never. Think you're a late bloomer? Check out how long it took for these stars to reach major milestones. Naomi Campbell, first-time mom at 50. The supermodel announced she was a mother in 2021 when she welcomed a daughter. 2 years later, she announced the arrival of a baby boy. I always knew that one day I would be a mother, but it is the biggest joy I could ever imagine, the 53-year-old told British Vogue, adding that she encourages her older friends to have babies. I am telling them all, do it, don't hesitate. Dakota Fanning, driver's license at 26. I only learned to drive 4 years ago, the 30-year-old admitted, while grilling her Ripley co-star for Elle magazine. That makes me feel better, Andrew Scott, 47, replied, adding that he only knew a tiny little bit about getting behind the wheel, joking that he wanted to reduce his carbon footprint. Cameron Diaz, married at 42. The 51-year-old who recently welcomed her second child via surrogate wed Good Charlotte guitarist Benji Madden just 10 months after they met in 2015, but marriage itself was a long time coming. I think it's a matter of, I just hadn't met my husband. I had boyfriends before, and there's a really, really distinct difference between husbands and boyfriends, said the actress, who had previously dated Jared Leto, Justin Timberlake, and former NY Yankee Alex Rodriguez. Rebel Wilson, a virgin until 35. In her new memoir, Rebel Rising, the Aussie actress revealed that she waited to have sex for the first time. Not everybody has to lose their virginity as a teenager, the 44-year-old, now engaged to Ramona Agruma, explained. People can wait till they're ready, or wait till they're a bit more mature, and I think that could be a positive message. You obviously don't have to wait until you're in your 30s like me, but you shouldn't feel pressure as a young person. Anthony Anderson, a college grad at 52. Pomp and circumstance. I was paying for college myself, and I ran out of money after my junior year, the Blackish star explained of his delay in getting his diploma. After creating an online curriculum, the 53-year-old graduated from Howard University's Chadwick A. Boseman College of Fine Arts alongside his son, Nathan, in 2022. It's never too late, he posted. Things happen when they are supposed to happen. Your stars for the week of May 6th through May 12th. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. New moon energy in your sign attracts a fresh start. An outstanding money matter can sort itself out. Be positive about the outcome. With love, don't try to force a situation. Gemini, May 21st, June 20th. Your work and career get a boost of positive energy, so stay focused on what you want to achieve. A good friend can be there for you just when you need it the most. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. Your family and close friends can step up to celebrate your good fortune. Be open to sharing your thoughts and inner feelings with those you love and trust in order to build closer relationships. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. A lucky break with work can come your way and be very good for you financially. Don't fight too hard to keep a relationship that is not destined to last. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. There's a more permanent feel to your love life, so release old emotional baggage. A new situation can pleasantly change your life. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. Support can come from outside your network, but don't be too quick to share all your business. Gather information by asking questions first. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. An honest conversation with a friend can open up offers for your consideration. The new moon can help make positive changes in your personal life. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. This is an amazing time for work, love, and family. However, ensure that your well-being remains the top priority. Be persistent and keep moving forward, and just take it one step at a time. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. Networking is the key to your success, so get out there to mix and mingle with the right people. Education is important too. Learn a new skill to boost your knowledge and expertise. Aquarius, January 20th, February 18th. New moon energy can make family moments feel extra sweet. With money, it's possible to be lucky with cash when you need the most. This is a great time to get a money management system in place. Pisces, February 19th, March 20th. Think about making a commitment to someone who could be an amazing romantic partner. The more you let him or her into your life, the closer you can become. Aries, March 21st, April 19th. New moon energy and a connection between the Sun and Saturn suggests that your hard work can pay off and increase your bank account. socializing can introduce you to a romantic partner. That's all the time I have today. This has been Bethany Eckstein reading Star Magazine.